Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the House of Representatives call for the Republic for the United States of America. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2013, and I'd like to welcome everybody to the call tonight. I'll quickly go over our agenda for this evening. I'm going to change it around just a tad because we've had a few last-minute changes that we have to deal with. We're going to have our opening prayer, roll call, and swearing in if we need to do that tonight. I'll give a brief update on the committee that I'm chairing. This is a joint ad hoc committee with the Senate, the Documentation Committee. We went over some important information tonight that might help us in the House with our committees. I want to discuss that and bring that to the floor this evening. Then we will have a reading of the holiday document that was presented last week. We're just going to be reading that tonight and not voting on it. We'll do that as soon as the Senate gets that document back to us. And then 1 minute of floor time to discuss the document or anything else you'd like to discuss, plus what I'm going to discuss about what went on during the documentation committee tonight. And we'll not have the final reading of the holiday document tonight because we aren't going to vote on it. So that we won't do tonight. And then we'll have a closing prayer and adjournment to October 1st, which is next Tuesday. And a couple of things I want to bring to everybody's attention before we have an opening prayer tonight. I see that Sherry Watson is on the call. Her son had surgery, and I will yield for a moment, Sherry, if you want to tell us about that and what we need to pray for specifically. If you don't, we'll just pray in general about that too. Most likely Representative Richards from Wisconsin won't be on the call this evening because she's had a death in the family, and I talked with her earlier today, and so she won't be on the call tonight. And then something else that we need to pray for is, of course, our president, as he's still incarcerated and wanting to be back with us, the people of the Republic, and be free since he's, we think, unjustly been held against his will. Representative Watson, did you want to say anything about your son?
Oh, thank you for thinking of him. Yeah, we had he had surgery today. It went through very successfully. He just has a pin in his thumb now, and it'll have to take several weeks to come out. But all is well. He's home recovering, and I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, can I have a volunteer that would like to open us in prayer this evening?
Representative Arnold of Wisconsin will do that.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the healer. You are our salvation. You're our life, our rock. We seek you, we love you, we look to you for guidance and direction. We are walking paths that have never been walked before, and we believe that you are guiding us on these paths. So give us your wisdom and your understanding as to how we're supposed to conduct business and to keep us unified so that we can further this great republic for your glory. We pray for those who are sick or hurting this evening, that you will comfort and strengthen them. We ask you to give our President Turner the wisdom he knows needs to carry out his case and to open doors that have never been opened before. You have that capability, and we are looking to you to take care of all of these situations. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And with that, I'll yield the floor to I guess I'm tired tonight. Representative Owens from Indiana, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Did you forget my name?
I did forget. I had to think real hard.
Oh. Well, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is doing all right this evening. We'll start in Arkansas, Representative Charles Elliott. Representative Lamar Harvey. Representative Sherry Watson.
Representative Sherry Watson is present.
Thank you, ma'am. From Colorado, Representative Dennis Spencer. Representative Elizabeth Ackerman. Representative Michael Ackerman. Representative Arthur Kimbrell. Representative Judith Rivier. From Illinois, Representative Gene Ferguson. Representative Andrew Phil.
Andrew Phil is present.
Thank you. Representative Clinton Ford.
Representative Ford is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Marissa Grant.
Marissa Grant present today.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Mary Jane Janota. Which one I'm here?
I'm present. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. I thought I saw you there. Representative Eugene Krasnowski.
Representative Krasnowski from Illinois is present.
Thank you. Representative Magdalena Urbaniak. From Indiana, Representative Jenny Owens is present. Representative Elizabeth Waters.
Representative Elizabeth Waters is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. From Iowa, Representative Mark Binder.
Republic for Iowa, Representative Mark Binder is in attendance.
Thank you. Representative Lauren Speckman.
Present.
Thank you, sir. From Missouri, Representative Ashley Mann. Representative Josiah Mann. From Montana, Representative Marnie Harris.
Representative Marnie Harris from Montana is present.
Thank you, ma'am. From North Dakota, Representative Robin Cox.
Representative Cox.
Thank you. Representative Irma Bittner.
Irma Bittner is present.
Thank you.
From Oregon, Representative John Rockwell.
Present.
Thank you. Representative Tim Stillian. Representative Skylar Arment.
Present.
Thank you. Representative Jane Burchard. Representative Wayne Bachman. From Wisconsin, Representative Ronald Austin. Representative Paul Glavin. Representative Francine Arnold.
Representative Francine Arnold of Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative David Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Debbie Richards will not be with us this evening. Representative David Hertler.
Representative Hertler from Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Speaker, that concludes our roll call. If you'll give me just a moment, I'll get a tally. I yield.
All right. Thank you. I'll give you more than just a moment, just because I'll discuss what went on the joint ad hoc committee and with the House and Senate tonight, the documentation committee. What we talked about tonight and went ahead and passed amongst the committee. Since we're so small, and both House and Senate are small, and our committees are small in number as well, what we've decided to do in that committee is still keep our full complement of representatives and senators on the committee, which there's actually 8 that we have on that committee from the House and 9 from the Senate. But what we changed was the amount of House of Representatives and Senators that it takes to do business. In other words, a quorum. We have to have a quorum to do business. What we're doing now is instead of doing 50% plus one, we're going to have 3 members of the House be present and the 3 members of the Senate to be present and the current acting chair, which is Senator LaRue, will be there to cast a tiebreaker vote if he is needed to do that. The full complement can still be there. In other words, we can have a full 8 representatives and 9 senators to be on the call, but we don't need to have but 3 of each house to be there to actually do business. So it will be a lot better for us to be able to do business with just a few than having to come up with the 50% plus one as a quorum. That may be something we may want to implement in the committees that we have in the House. That could be discussed in the committee itself, or if there's discussion later on when we have the 1 minute of floor time, that could be brought up as well, and we can discuss that then. But I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention that we did make that adjustment, and I think it's going to be a good thing for us to be able to work with a smaller group because we are small. Like right now, we only have 23 members on the call tonight, so we are still a small body. And so we got to kind of have to make some adjustments in that regard to account for that. With that, I yield back to Representative Owens for our tally for tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Actually, I've got a couple more, or yes, I've got one more representative on the phone call. Representative Paul Glavin.
Yes, I am present. I apologize for being late. My phone service has just been terrible, and I finally was able to connect Dan for now. So.
All right, thank you. And I also have Representative Elizabeth Ackerman.
I am present.
And Mike Ackerman.
And Michael Ackerman is also present. All right, thank you. That brings our tally up to 21 representatives representing 9 states this evening, Mr. Speaker. And I yield.
Thank you. And this is not official, but I heard last night that we have a total of 10 duly documented and sworn in states in the Republic at this moment. So we have 9 of the 10 states being represented tonight. With that, I yield to Representative Owens again to read the document that's before us tonight, the holiday document. I yield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. All right. Holiday time for the fourth quarter of Congress. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives and the Senate for the Republic for the United States of America that the following weeks be observed by the Congress as holidays. Congress shall not meet on said weeks. The week of number one, the week of November 25th, in observance of Thanksgiving. Number two, the week of December 23rd, in observance of Christmas. Number three, the week of December 30th, in observance of New Year's. That ends the reading, and I yield.
Thank you. It's a short document, and as I said at the beginning of the call, we'll have to wait to get that back from the Senate with any changes that they may make on that document before we can take a vote on it as well, since we've generated that document first. So we'll hopefully get that back from them in a week or so to bring that back to the floor. And with that, now I'll open up the floor for 1 minute of floor time. Again, we can discuss the holiday document, or if you have any questions about what I talked about, that we passed in our documentation committee, the Joint Ad Hoc Committee. Feel free to ask questions about that or anything else that may be on your mind that's pertinent to us here in the House of Representatives. I yield.
This is Representative David Schmidt requesting the floor.
You have the floor, my friend.
Thank you. I was on the holiday resolution, holiday time resolution. I was wondering, should we assign, if it hasn't been done already, should we assign a resolution number to it? And with that, you go before.
You know, both myself and Representative Owens discussed that. I don't believe we need to do anything just because it's a document that goes between the House and Senate. I can discuss that further with Senator LaRue if we want to have an inter-House and Senate communication number. We can do that, and I'll bring that up to him. That's a good point. And usually when we have something for the general public, the Secretary of State gives it a control number or a secure number, I think is what it's called. But I can definitely bring that up, and we may wind up having to put that on there, and it might be a good idea to do that. Thank you for that comment, sir. I yield.
Yep. Yep. You're welcome.
Speaker, may I have the floor?
Yes. Representative Ford, you have the floor, my friend.
Yes, I just wanted to make mention one more time that I did finally get myself set up where I can get my presentation flyers for prospecting people for the Republic. And I've got everything set up now, and I do have that in Illinois. And so my goal now is to find new people for the Republic. And so I'll be passing out at least 5 of them per day and looking for quality people to represent the Republic. So I just wanted to thank you for sending me that brochure. And I yield.
Not a problem. Happy to do it for you. Have you had any response, sending any out yet?
Yeah, I had good responses to the information. I have not talked to them concerning the Republic any further, but they responded very well to the information.
Good. Does anybody want to respond what I was talking about in the committees about reducing the number for a quorum? I'd like to get a little bit of feedback on that. If somebody wants to give me some feedback, what they think about doing that in our committees in the House. I yield.
Representative Liz Ackerman, can I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor.
Thanks. We came in late. Would you mind giving a quick recap of what you discussed with the quorum?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. What I discussed is in our joint ad hoc committee tonight with the Senate, the Committee on Documentation for the States, is we talked about having a full complement of representatives and senators, but reducing the amount of people we need on the call to have a quorum to where we can do business. Right now we have a complement of 8 representatives and 9 senators, and we voted and passed a short resolution tonight to reduce that number. We can have a minimum of 3 representatives and 3 senators on the call to do business, and to break a tie, if there is a tie, that the chair can be the one to break that tie. We want to still have the full complement of the senators and representatives on the committee calls, but if we don't have everybody because, you know, somebody gets sick or, you know, somebody has a death in the family or somebody that's in the hospital, you know, or a conflict with work, whatever it may be, that as long as we know that they're having that issue and can't attend the call, that we can still do business with just 3 representatives and 3 senators and get things accomplished and keep things moving forward, because the committees are where we get the majority of our work done. And those are the inner workings of how the legislative branch in the Republic works. Does that explain it to you fairly well?
Yes, thank you very much. I yield.
Thank you. Well, you all must think that's a good idea. I'm not getting anybody to respond to it. I think it's a good idea, and we will definitely discuss it further in our individual committees that we have in the House to see if that's something that will work for us all, just because we are as small as we are. I yield. And remember, it's all about participation in the House. That's what we do, is we do work in committees. And that's where the bulk of the work is. These calls that we have on Tuesdays to just kind of keep everybody abreast of what everybody is doing, what the Republic is doing. But the bulk of our work is done in committees.
All right.
You know, what good of the time I have on this earth, I'm not going to devote to them, so. Representative Krasnowski, your request to the floor, please.
Yes, you have the floor, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I would like to say that I believe that's a good idea. When everybody's comfortable in their committees, and, you know, as long as everybody stays abreast of what's going on, and there's an opportunity to voice their opinions or their comments beforehand, that probably would be a very good idea. It's, we've done that in other committees from, you know, previous Congress, and this way you don't get, like you said, with the small numbers, it's easy to get locked up and not be able to do anything if somebody, you know, one crucial member goes down. So we're pretty much that way, I believe, I think I remember correctly, we got that set up that way in the Rules Committee. And that would be good advice to the other chairs of the committees to think about that. And I also want to expound on your comment about participation, because that's what we need to do. Although we're not doing a whole heck of a lot, it's basically what we're doing is internal right now. The important thing is that we're holding the seats, we're holding our positions, we're staying put. And we're, you know, we're showing up when we need to. And that's just, you know, checking in and saying, hey, we're here, and we're just waiting for when the time comes. And then just I hope everybody realizes when the time does come, we're going to be busy as heck. So enjoy the quiet time while it lasts, and I yield.
Thank you.
Oh, one other thing I want to say. I want to give kudos to Representative Clinton for, he's been a real trooper in Illinois, and I don't know what we'd do without him, and I yield.
Mr. Speaker, this is Representative Owens.
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you, sir. I have one other representative on the line this evening. Magdalena Urbaniak from Illinois, are you with us this evening?
Yes, yes, I am. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield.
Yes, thank you. That brings me to something else that I thought about saying tonight, too. If you happen to miss the beginning of the calls or call entirely, and you want to be able to hear the calls, there is a playback number that is active that you can call in to listen to the call, and also to Representative Owens, when she sends out information, she's going to send a link to the call to where you can listen to it if you don't happen to hear what is going on the call because you're absent for some reason. So that's something good to know as well. I'll give that playback number out right now. That way, if you did come in late and you want to hear the rest of the call, you can call in on that and hear what was said in the beginning of the call. That number is 559-726-1299, and it's the same code that you called in as a participant, 434568, to access that. I yield.
Mr.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I thought maybe I got disconnected because it was so quiet.
Oh, no, no. It's just I'm waiting for people to speak up. Did you have a comment for tonight?
No, not so far. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This is Representative Michael Ackerman of Colorado. May I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor, my friend.
One problem we have here is just hearing people. I hear you perfectly clear, and there are others that come in clearly, but then sometimes conversation starts up and we can't even hear what people are saying. I don't know whether that's just a problem with our connection or if it's something that is affecting others. Do you have an answer to that? And I yield.
Well, sometimes it's the connection of the person that is speaking. And if I can't hear somebody say something, I'll ask them to speak up. And if you can't hear the speaker that is talking, feel free to ask them to speak up. Because sometimes I can hear people speaking and other people can't. So don't ever hesitate to break in and say, I can't hear you. Can you speak up a little bit? I wear a set of headphones, so I cut out a lot of background noise doing that. So I can hear things that probably the average person that's on a speakerphone or on another kind of device on a cell phone may not hear. So if I can't hear, you really can't hear somebody. So, but never hesitate to speak up and say you can't hear so the speaker knows that they need to speak up. I yield. Floor is open.
May I have the floor, Speaker?
Yes, you have the floor, my friend.
Thank you. At the end of the ad hoc meeting, and I know you had to set up the call for the house call, but they had they wanted you to contact them just for just something small. Just want to inform you.
Okay, so I need to get a hold of Senator LaRue then.
Yeah, just at your convenience. It's not like it's pressing or anything.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, you have the floor, my friend.
I don't know if it was I just missed it, but who was just speaking, please?
That was Representative Arment.
Thank you, sir. And I yield.
Well, if there's nothing further before I entertain a motion to adjourn to next Tuesday, it's going to be very important for everyone to be on the call next week. I'm going to introduce a little bit of change that we're going to how we're going to conduct business as far as the House of Representatives. I'm not going to go into huge detail about it tonight, but when you receive the itinerary, or not the itinerary, but the agenda for next week, it'll kind of, you'll kind of see something different there. And then once you get the information next week, then part of our call next week will be me introducing what we're going to be doing on the House floor. That's something a little bit different, probably, that you hadn't heard about before, but they had done in the early Congress back in the late 1700s and early 1800s. I've been talking with Senator LaRue. We work together quite a bit on things that we do in our prospective houses, and we bounce ideas off of each other. And this sounds like a good idea to where we can get more participation from people and put everybody to work. So it's imperative that you're on next week's call and get your agenda, because I'm going to be, I believe it's exciting stuff that we're going to be embarking on next week and the weeks thereafter. So make sure that you're in attendance so we can go over the stuff and I can get your input, and you can keep the House of Representatives for the Republic for the United States of America moving forward. With that, I'll yield and entertain a motion to adjourn for this evening.
I move that we adjourn for the evening till next week on the 1st.
October 1st? At 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time.
Representative Krasnowski?
Yes.
Again, are you assistant, or did the representative announce her?
Can you speak up, please?
Did I miss it again from my connection, or did the representative identify herself?
This is Representative Sherry Watson from Arkansas.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to, before we continue with the motion to adjourn, I thought I might want to bring this up to the House. Maybe I'll investigate the possibility of better communications, but this would probably most likely involve a change in the phone numbers, et cetera. And I don't know if that would be okay with the rest of the House or not, but I wanted to bring that up. And I'll second that motion. I yield.
Okay, there has been a motion to adjourn to October 1st, 2013 at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. All in favor of that motion, it's also been seconded as well, signify by saying aye.
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 Is there anybody opposed to adjourning this evening? Well, it sounds like the ayes have it, so we will stand adjourned. And with that, can I get a volunteer for a closing prayer for this evening?
This is the Republic for our Representative Mark Binder. I'd be honored to close.
You have the floor, my friend.
Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We pray that you give us wisdom and knowledge, and we be a part of your plan as this earth age draws to an end. And lead us, guide us, and direct us through your word and to the Holy Spirit. Give us strength and compassion towards others. Help us to be a blessing to others. Be with us as we struggle with getting our president out of jail, and may justice be done and served properly. And be with us in good health, and watch over us until we meet next time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, thank you all for your participation tonight, and we will catch you next Tuesday. Have a good evening.
Good night.